Welcome back to the Horseman's Corner. We're on the last segment of today's show. I'm Howard Hale, host of the program, along with me co-host Marty Martin and our guest, Arizona horseman and clinician Charlie Hill. And let's continue with Charlie. I know it's hard to describe, but explain for the folks that are listening, if you can, what you're talking about when you talk about feel. Will you, Charlie?
Sure. You know, it's one of the things that most everybody says and agrees, and Ray would too, that you can't teach feel. You only can set it up, let them try to find it. But you can describe it better. And I feel like Ray just got, and that's what you're asking of me, is try to describe it a little better so that people have an opportunity to understand what it is that they're working with. And so the feeling back is, you know, is, for an example, when the horse would go out past the end of the lead rope, whether you drive him out there, he got scared and ran out past the end of the lead rope. Does he feel back to it, or does it take him by surprise? And if it takes him by surprise because he wasn't feeling back to it, he's probably going to drag you. And if he is feeling back to it, he's probably going to prepare to turn around and come back to you. And so it's a feel of him feeling back to you or not feeling back to you. Now, sometimes they'll feel back to you and set on a brace that says, you know, I'm not prepared to do that. I'm not going to prepare to do this because it didn't work out very good for me in the past. And that's one of the things that showed up at this clinic at Black Forest. And there was some really, really, I thought, good people and good hands there that had horses that didn't need me at all. They were doing excellent without me. But as we tried to find ways to raise the performance level, these horses, they had tried to raise performance level and they had to a pretty good degree. But we found braces in some of those horses in that horsemanship class that didn't appear on the surface. And they actually did feel back. When you're talking about me, I'm still trying to describe feel. They did feel back to that person and say, oh, I can't get prepared or feel back and set up to do what it was because it didn't work out very good in the past. And so we had to find where those braces were and then work through those braces until the horse would feel back in a different fashion. And then the rider or us had to feel out to that horse, where is that brace of him not getting ready to perform that? And for an example, and this is, you know, you may or may not understand this by a radio broadcast, but, radio is always better than TV. You can paint it however you want to paint it. And so I like the fact that one of the things that I saw in a brace there is say, a horse trying to turn around, and they'd get to a place where the hock and the loin was pushing to go out of there, and the rider might not recognize that he was trying to push and get out of there. And the way to break that push is to take the inside hind foot to the turnaround and get it to step back under the cinch. All right, so you had to feel in order, you know, now that's description of what you're feeling. You're feeling that push out, but you don't know what to do about it. So a lot of times people say they can't feel or you can't teach feel, but it isn't hard to feel. It's hard to recognize, what do I do with what I felt? And I think that so that's just one example that, you know, because it wouldn't, from most, you know, most standpoints, the horse for the turnaround, most people say he has to have forward motion, he has to have this and that, and he has to have a cadence, and all those things are true. But when the push comes in, I find that if I can take that inside front foot and step it back under the cinch, that breaks the push from the outside foot. And when that push is broke, then the horse learns to live in that non-defensive world and not have to push, because that's his natural instinct, is to flee, to push and get out of the situation that he's in. And so those are places where feel becomes so important, is as you try to fill in for that horse, whether it be starting him as a green horse and he's going to get a little upset and then pushy and then bronky and then blowing up and bucking and people didn't recognize it and they didn't get the push out and they didn't recognize what they were feeling. And so feel isn't that hard to recognize. It's it becomes difficult to realize, what do I do with what I felt? And I think a lot of times people work too hard at trying just to feel. And really, they need to just take a bigger peripheral awareness. If you'll have a peripheral awareness of your surroundings, then the things that you're needing to feel will come more clear to you. And then as they come clear to you, then the things that you need to do to help modify the pushiness or the trying to take over or the defensiveness and convince the horse that you're not out to hurt him, you're not out to just, stroke your ego with what you're trying to get done. And pretty soon he'll let down and that push will come out of there, and then that feel becomes a balance, and then it's both of you are filling in for each other. So I don't know if that answers your question about feel. Feel is a hard, it is a hard thing to describe, but it isn't that hard to feel. The things that are happening, it's just hard to recognize what you should do about it.
I guess what, you got to get your horse and the horse's thought on kind of the same page as what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Ray would say, you try to make your thought become his thought. And that's the way that it just works out so good between you and them. And there's so many areas where it's a lot easier than the person might think. I mean, the horse is so ready. He is so ready to understand if we can make the change. And when I was talking about that brown horse and working on getting my horse to change a little bit so that he had better control of that horse was so willing to turn loose and be part of that. As soon as I found out what either I was doing wrong or my horse was doing that didn't facilitate it to come through the way I wanted it to. And that's, it's just like Ray would say, Ray's deal. I just keep talking. I mean, this is really what I'm about is, I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm trying to do, but where I was the recipient of Ray's saddle, I really do feel that it's keeping Ray's name alive. And it's not that he needs me to do that. He's made a name for himself a long time without me. But there's so many new people come into this business all the time, and a lot of my clients don't know who Ray Hunt was, and I find that disappointing. I think that Ray has impacted this industry so much that I just can't sing his praises as to what he's done for the industry too much, and I want to keep it alive that these ideas came from Ray. I've learned a lot of things from other people, but I always make them measure up to things that I've learned from Ray.
And let's talk about this clinic you got coming up in Colorado. Where is it and when is it? And can people audit the thing if they're not a participant?
Sure. That's going to be at Luann Goodyear's place. Colorado Springs is her address, but I think it's Wellington. It's just outside of Wellington. It's called the Last Resort Equestrian Center.
You said Colorado Springs. You meant Fort Collins.
Oh, yeah, Fort Collins. I'm sorry. And her telephone number is 970-568-7682. And I'm sure any of the information that you needed, the times, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We're going to have a horsemanship class, runs in the morning from 9 to noon. And we're going to have a cattle class that goes in the afternoon from 1 to 7. We'll probably take a little break in there sometime. And either to audit or participate, I'm not real sure what she's got left for spots. In there, you just have to get a hold of her, but you can get a hold of her, and we'll be running all day long and just trying to figure out more about how these horses, how they participate in things we want them to do.
And I think one thing that we need to make, from what from what you're telling me, it isn't necessarily, you don't want to bully that horse to get him to go along with you. You don't want to, you can't beat him into thinking with you.
No, no, you can't. And there's a, you can't beat him into it. And yet, it's very common knowledge that we all learn and horses learn from repetition. And yet one of the things that Ray would, get in me was realizing that you don't want to drill them. And that's a lot of times with our horse training, it does become drill, just drill, 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 drill. And that can kind of turn a horse off from wanting to participate in that. And so they need, and one of the things, and I think Marty would, Marty knew Tom better than I knew him, or better than a lot of us knew him. And Tom would say, you got to give them a variation and variety. And I think Marty understands, and I envy the relationship that he had with Tom Dorns, and because I talk a lot about Ray, and yet most of what Ray did came through Tom Dorns, and Marty was a very, very close relationship with Tom Dorns. Maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, Marty.
Well, doggone it, we can't, because we've... Charlie, that would be a lot of fun to talk about, but we're going to have to save that for the next time that we get together, because we've just run out of time for today's edition of the Horseman's Corner. Good to have you along with us, Charlie. Charlie Hill, an excellent horseman and clinician from down in Arizona. Always good to have him on the program with us, and good to have Marty Martin on as a co-host as well. I would remind you folks that Charlie's having a clinic, cattle class horsemanship clinic at the Last Resort Equestrian Center, 851 West County Road, 70 Fort Collins, Colorado. And the dates of that, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. You can get more information by going to Charlie's website, which is cehillmethod.com. cehillmethod.com. Boy, sounds like it'd be worth going to that clinic, but you can get more information there or at the Last Resort Equestrian Center's website. Well, thanks for joining us for today's edition of the Horseman's Corner. I'm Howard Hale, host of the program. Co-host today was Marty Martin, and our guest was Charlie Hill. But, boy, it was good to have you folks along with us, and I'll say goodbye. May God bless. See you next week, same time, same place.